Patrick Kielty's here, so go on. What's the connection?
Well, it's almost as if that you're a professional broadcaster, Ivan, and you realise that my new show at the Opera House next week is called Help, and you thought...
I just thought.
You just thought, if two men could need a little help, it is you and me.
That is for sure. But that has been the case for many years, and we are still here.
And it hasn't stopped us, has it?
You're in the Grand Opera House next Wednesday, and then you're up towards the end of the month, a couple of nights in the Millennium Forum in Derry.
In the Millennium Falcon, yes.
Which is apparently difficult to say, on Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th of April.
Yeah.
So tell me about the show. Patrick Kielty needs help.
Well, the idea came from, the last time I did stand up, and was whenever I did the home tour, and that was something that I sort of, I almost wanted to not put a lid on that, but it was that idea that it had been a while since I'd done some stuff here. I wanted to talk about how I saw that had changed and how things here had changed. And so once I did that, then all of the other stand-up and all the other thoughts that were going through my mind, and when you're a stand-up, you're constantly writing stuff down. And you get to a certain age where you either start buying flared jeans or a motorbike or an AC/DC t-shirt. And, whenever you sort of spend a wee bit of time in America, and we always have this thing that people in America, we would use the phrase, they're wired up.
Yeah.
There's a blue wire and there's a brown wire, but there's no wire going to the top of the plug. Yeah. And everybody over there, people here, we've got problems.
Yes.
Even if you don't have a problem, people, when you go out in Belfast, will ask you if you have one.
Yes.
At a certain time at night.
Have you got a problem, son?
Son, have you a problem, son? Whereas they don't have problems over there because they don't want to solve them. They actually have issues. And what they do is they go and lie on somebody's sofa and pay them a load of money.
Yes.
And they talk about their issues.
And
the man that's actually paid to talk about, to listen to their issues, mm-hmm. he says, oh, well, that's very complicated. There's no way I could sort that out for you. You'll have to come back every week for the rest of your life and keep paying me.
Yeah.
And whereas over here, people are much more direct and much more straightforward. So I got to a certain age and all these, stupid things start going through your head, and you realise that, things have gone very well and you're happy, and maybe, what's over the horizon? Because when you come from Northern Ireland, we always have that wee thing, which is, well, what's around the corner? Mm-hmm. Like, God, we couldn't be happy forever, could we?
No.
So it was sort of a wee look at that. And then I started going back through stuff, and whenever I did psychology at Queen's and different bits and pieces. So the show is sort of very much about, you get to a certain point and you start to question the things that you think that, you always knew about, and you realise that maybe the stuff that when you were 20 or 30 that you, oh, I definitely know that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get a wee bit further on and you think, oh, I'm not so sure about that.
It's that old, whenever I was 20, my father knew nothing. And whenever I became 40, I was amazed at how much he'd learned.
You see, there's definitely an element of that in it. And there's quite a lot of stuff about relationships and modern relationships and, how we sort of, get together and stay together. And I think generally nobody ever says that they want help.
No.
But if you ask,
not here, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, you're more right.
I'm grand. I'll be all right. Just get the pints in there, I'll be okay. So it's a show that I've been doing now. I've done a few warm-up shows, and the audience really seems to go for it. There's a bit of audience interaction, and so that's why we also did it in the Opera House this time, because you can play around with the audience, and there's just that lovely feel in the Opera House that when you walk on stage, even though it's a big room, it feels like it isn't. And
brilliant venue.
Aye, and for me, it's such a special venue, because like my first TV, UK TV break was on that stage whenever Comic Relief came.
Yes.
And then they did their show from there.
Yeah.
And they put me on the bill. And whenever I did Mary Jones Night in November, which was a life-changing, career-changing thing for me, just the way that I started to write after that, we're working on a sitcom idea now, which Mary, I'm sure, will be very proud to hear that I've actually got off my backside and started to write. So there's so many great memories. The last time I was in the Opera House, I was recording my comedy special for Dave, the comedy channel. And There's just something lovely about walking on stage there. You just feel like you're home.
You have done something that nobody else on this island has done, certainly since last summer.
Don't be telling anybody that, Ivan. What have I done?
You've met Garth Brooks.
Yes, I have. I thought you were going to give away my deep, dark secrets there. I'm starting to sweat.
So did you talk to him about the fiasco that was Croke Park?
What was very interesting, I did the... every year, Radio 2 does a show from Nashville. It's in November. We go, we talk to lots of other people, and someone said that you would get Garth Brooks and he would come on the show. And we had a quick chat with him there. And afterwards he said... in American speak, he basically said, oh, your man's quite good. You know, if he ever wants to have a chat, I'll do something with him. So
really?
I thought nothing of it.
Yeah, okay.
And then before you know it, we've been flown to Boston and we went to see his show. And, you know, I'm doing 6 shows over 4 nights.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing 6 shows over 3 nights, right? The last, we went to see the Late Show on the Friday night. The man walked off stage at 1:40 in the morning.
Mm.
And then the next day we had the interview with him.
Yeah.
And it was one of those ones that we could talk about absolutely anything. And we did talk a bit about the Ireland thing, but because the show was going out on Radio 2 and there's a lot of, you know, mainland country fans that people in Liverpool and Manchester, and funny enough, the producer went, well, there's not really, you know, that might be big. You know, it's really interesting because you think to yourself, well, this is big news. Well, what happened about Croke Park? And he said, you know, it was one of those things. We couldn't make it work. And he was gutted and he wants to try to fit it back into the tour and all of these things. But in terms of, did it make the final edit? I think the show goes out.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Interesting. Nashville's a strange place, isn't it? Because you've this preconceived idea of what it's going to be like, but it's actually, for an American city, quite small.
It's really small. And Belfast feels big.
Mm-hmm.
In comparison to Nashville.
Yeah.
And and you also think that because of country music, it's going to be slightly, you're going to sort of meet older cowboys and people like that.
Yes.
And you forget the fact that they've got 2 universities. Mm-hmm. So there's like young people partying. You've got East Nashville where you've got all these hipsters, you know, that are writing kind of slightly alternative rock music.
Yeah.
You've got Jack White's studio just outside there. And you go and there's a bit of a buzz about it, but it's not what you expect.
No, certainly not. And it's not wall-to-wall boots and cowboy hats either, is it?
No, it's not. And I think what's brilliant about country fans actually here is that we don't go in for that. And if you go to America, you know, the only reason why they're wearing a cowboy hat is if they actually are a cowboy.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I did some stuff from country to country at the O2 for Radio 2 2 weeks ago, and you've got these people turning up from Croydon.
Yeah.
You know, wearing a cowboy hat, and you're going, you don't have to wear that to listen to the music.
There's a piece for you the next time you're doing Hammersmith thing.
Oh, yeah, Live at the Apollo?
Yeah. You know, you can talk about Croydon cowboys. You could probably get 10 minutes out of that.
I would say there's definitely 10 minutes on the Croydon cowboy. And coming from Dundrum, if anybody knows about cowboys, Ivan...
Well, what can I say?
Specialist subject on Mastermind.
Mm-hmm, will be. Listen, always good to see you, Patrick. Grand Opera House next Wednesday, the 8th of April, through until Saturday, the 11th. Okay? So it's a great venue, and I know you like doing it. And then the Millennium Forum, which was easier to say once I'd had a practice in Derry, Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, and... if ever anybody didn't need help, it's you, but I trust the show will go well. Lovely to see you.
Believe you me, Ivan. I tell you, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Cheers.